Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
David was able to make alliances with the surrounding nations, and for a change, peace settled over the Middle East. But not for long. Our chapter begins, quote, "It happened after this," 1 Chronicles 19, verse 1. One of the kings that had made such a peace pact, Nahash, king of the Ammonites, died. The Ammonite capital of Rabbah, present-day Ammon, now capital of the country of Jordan, is just about 60 miles or 100 kilometers due east of Jerusalem. David, thinking to continue the amenable relationship with Hanun, the deceased king's son, sent a delegation, quote, "to comfort him concerning his father," verse 2. Jaundice is a condition where the whites of the eyes turn yellow because of a high level of bilirubin, a yellow-orange bile pigment. Have you heard the term a jaundiced eye? It pictures someone with a cynical outlook. That was the case here. Hanun's consultants asked, quote, "Do you think that David really honors your father because he has sent comforters to you? Did his servants not come to you to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land?" Verse 3. These advisors don't actually state any facts. They simply raise doubts in the new king's mind. And it worked. Hanun, whose name ironically means gracious, acted very ungraciously. Quote, "Hanun took David's servants, shaved them, and cut off their garments in the middle and sent them away," verse 4. This affront caused David to respond by marshaling his army and sending them to teach the Ammonites a thing. When they saw they'd stirred up a hornet's nest, instead of suing for peace, they hired 32,000 mercenaries to aid them in the inevitable coming battle. The Lord Jesus reminds us to make peace with our adversaries quickly. Otherwise, it will only go from bad to worse. Matthew 5:25.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.